So we're in the library. Apparently David Cameron is now on campus, and I'm speaking to Ian Stewart, parliamentary candidate for Milton Keynes.
Good morning, yes.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thanks.
Excited about today?
Very much so. It's the story's been top of the national news most of the morning, so I think it's going to be quite an important speech.
I've had a quick scan of The Guardian. Of course, BBC has covered it as well. How do you feel this is going to affect other parties?
Well, I think it's an important message for politics generally. The confidence in the whole political system has taken a battering over the last few weeks and months, not just with the MPs' expenses, but when you look back to the whole Damien McBride scandal. And the public are quite rightly fed up to the back teeth with seemingly politicians interested in themselves and not addressing the big real issues that the country faces. So I think what David Cameron is going to be doing today is setting out a radical vision for actually putting people back in charge of politics, mm-hmm. And devolving power down from the Prime Minister to Parliament, from Parliament to local areas. And hopefully that will be an important step in rebuilding the public's trust in the political system.
Good for you, I guess, in many ways.
Well, it's an important message of change, yes. Mm. I mean, it's a message that we've been campaigning on for some time, that the old systems, not just the political system, but how the economy is structured, how many parts of the community are structured, are not working. And this is another important brick in building trust back up.
Did you have a heads up at all as to what was going to be announced, or did it come as a bit of a surprise?
Well, I knew sort of late last week that he was coming up, and it was only really yesterday that, you know, I was sort of briefed on what the message was going to be. These things are, politics today is pretty fast moving.
Definitely.
I do know roughly what he's going to be saying. Obviously, it's been trailed quite widely in the media today.
Brilliant. Well, he's due to be here any second now. I think that might be him actually walking up the road. So I just want to say thank you very much.
Not at all.
Good luck with today.
Thank you very much.